If you are a small business owner that is using your business checking account as the thermometer to gauge the success of your business and whether or not you're on the right path to success and profit and growing the business, it may not be the best metric. In fact, you may be making a critical mistake that is impacting your business and actually keeping you from the success you're looking for. We're going to talk about a better way to look at your success in the business and know whether or not you are on the right path on today's episode. So let's jump in.
Hey friend, welcome to the Small Business Finance Podcast. Do you want confidence and clarity with your business finances? Do you find yourself up late at night searching for tax deductions, how to track your business finances, or for QuickBooks tips? Do you wake up with big, ambitious goals, but you end up feeling confused and frustrated because accounting and tax is really foreign? Hi, I'm Tiffany. I've heard this so many times from clients who used to feel this way. They felt overwhelmed about what to do with their numbers and wish that they could stop the financial madness. They wanted clarity and the ability to grasp the financial basics, know who to call when they had a question, and to stop worrying about owing money to the IRS, but they thought they weren't good with numbers, and the overwhelm kept them stuck without any solid financial plan until they realized that business systems are the ticket to gaining financial confidence. In this podcast, you will learn step-by-step systems, easy-to-understand financial tips, and mindset transformation so that you will gain financial confidence as an entrepreneur. Dust off your spreadsheet, warm up your coffee, and let's get going.
I was chatting with someone the other day, and they were expressing their concern and frustration, frankly, about the fact that their business bank account wasn't showing the money that their P&L, their profit and loss, their income statement was. And what she told me was that she didn't think that was right. And it was frustrating to her because it was basically confusing. She did not know whether or not the business was doing the thing that it should. Was it successful like it should be? Were they in a good place? And their business is successful. They've been in business for several years at this point. They had revenue that was greater than seven figures. In other words, it was more than $1 million business. And they were doing well. This was not a brand new business that was struggling to get customers and clients and grow. By any means, they've really established themselves as experts and they're growing, but they're also trying to make smart decisions about next steps and where to focus their efforts on. And that's what I find is that once you get past the seven-figure mark, once you are making more than $1 million, but you are still under $1 million, you're in this sweet spot of you feel really successful because you've frankly met a marker that a lot of business owners never do. A lot of business owners never get to over seven figures, and you've made it, which feels really amazing, but you're also still not at a point where it's just the money's coming in effortlessly and easily. You're really having to make decisions on where to focus in the business, and are there areas that you are doing things that maybe you shouldn't be, fine-tuning, tweaking, that sort of thing? And frankly, still really having to monitor cash flow, especially if it's your only income source. And you are watching the business checking account, trying to determine if you're successful or not. And I see this time after time where business owners are using the business checking account as a thermometer to determine whether or not they're successful. And then oftentimes, like in this situation, they're also looking at their profit and loss statement or their income statement and trying to determine why they don't match. And then there's confusion of whether or not their financials are correct because it doesn't match the business bank account. Let's talk about really quick what the profit and loss statement is. I want to make sure that you understand what the point of that is. And then a better way to know whether or not you are on the right track in your business. So the income statement, also referred to as the profit and loss statement, is a statement that is going to show you the profit of the business. There are two different ways that you can track your finances. You can do it on the cash basis of accounting, which is what the vast majority of small business owners do, or the accrual basis accounting. Cash basis accounting is literally what it sounds like. If the cash hits your bank account, you have that indicated as revenue. If the cash leaves your business bank account, then it is an expense. It's really the most straightforward way to do your finances. And unless there is some overarching reason to do the other way, the accrual basis accounting, then my recommendation is to start with cash and honestly not change that until you are a much larger business. Frankly, the IRS says it's $25 million is where they require you to file your taxes on accrual basis. At that point, you would also be doing your financials on accrual basis. I really don't like to see businesses review their financials and file on an accrual basis for taxes at least until they're $5 million, and honestly, more like $10 million plus. And there's got to be a pretty good reason to do it from a business perspective in those instances. So it's not a decision to make lightly. It's definitely something that you would want to talk to your tax professional if you're considering an accrual basis of accounting. So the cash basis of accounting is going to be much simpler to not only do your finances, it's also going to be simpler to understand what's going on in your business. And it is going to be the one that is more closely aligned with your business bank account. So then if you're doing cash basis accounting, why in the world does it not match? So on the income statement or the profit and loss statement, essentially, it is going to show the total revenue that comes into your business, people that are paying you for your service, for your goods, whatever it is, and then the expenses. And those expenses are going to be overhead expenses. It's going to be payroll expenses, supplies, softwares, really everything that it takes to run your business. The issue is that that's not the only place that your transactions can go. You also have a balance sheet. The balance sheet is where your assets, your liabilities, and your equity is housed. It's where you are able to see those balances. That is also where your business checking account is going to show, is on your balance sheet. If you have loans, for sure, your cash balance is not going to match your profit and loss statement. Because if you have a loan, you are paying both principal and interest. Interest is the only thing that is deducted as an expense. The principal on that loan reduces the loan balance on your balance sheet. So as you can see right there, that one thing, if you have at least one loan in your business, is going to create a difference in your cash balance and your income statement balance, because not all of the loan payment is tax deductible. It's split between the two different statements. If you are a business that has multiple loans, then you can just compound that and it becomes more and more of an issue where those amounts don't match, especially if these are larger loan payments. It is definitely not going to match then, and it will become more and more confusing because it doesn't make any sense. This money is going out of your bank account. Why in the world isn't it reflected on your income statement? It's actually one of the areas that I see people make a big mistake on when it comes to doing their own accounting, their own bookkeeping. Oftentimes, they will put the entire payment as an expense and they just put it on their profit and loss. And I think probably so that the net income of the business more closely aligns with their checking account. If I'm being honest, that's probably why they're doing it. I see a lot of things like that with clients where they're trying to force their profit and loss statement to align with the cash balance in their bank. And that's one of the ways that they do it. So when we do their tax return, we have to check those things and make sure that we're really only putting interest in the profit and loss statement. The other way that your cash balance may not match what your income statement is if you're taking owner's distributions. Let's say you take a wage out of the business, but that's not quite enough to cover maybe the family trip, the vacation that you have coming up this summer, or Christmas presents, or maybe every month you take an extra amount out of your business. That's going to be cash coming out of the business, but that is not a deduction. Owner's distributions are not tax deductible. So that goes on the balance sheet as well. So that's going to be another way that your checking account balance does not align and match with your income statement. Another reason, probably one of the other bigger reasons, is if you own a lot of equipment or depreciable assets, you get a tax deduction for depreciation. Amortization is another thing that you get a tax deduction for, but it doesn't impact cash. It's just a paper transaction. So when you look at those, even three ways, there are more than that. Those are probably the biggest three ways that I see that the income statement doesn't match the checking account. When you look at those things, which frankly can be large dollar amounts, it is inevitable that the balance in your checking account is not going to match your income statement. So number one, you have to accept the fact that it's going to be different. Number two, you have to realize what you need to be doing to track your cash and understand if you've got enough cash, because that's what you're doing when you're checking your business checking account. You are looking at that account, and the question that pops in your mind is, do I have enough cash for the business, for the upcoming expenses that I have, the invoices that are coming out, payroll that's coming up? Is there enough cash? And that is a valid question, and it is something that you should be monitoring. By no means am I telling you not to monitor your business checking account. You should be. But there is a better way to do this. The better way to check your cash and cash flow needs and make sure that you are moving in the right direction, that the business checking account is growing in the way that it needs to account for upcoming expenses or growth, whatever it is that your business needs, is reviewing a cash flow statement. It is a financial statement that a lot of people don't use. They don't create it. They have no idea how to generate it. And not every business necessarily needs it. But at some point, your business is going to get big enough that you're going to need it. I would say if your business is, it's hard to put a revenue amount on that, but I would say at least $500,000 revenue business every year, you need to be looking at a cash flow statement. Maybe the revenue in your business is less than that and you need a cash flow statement. For sure, once you are a seven-figure business, you need to be looking at a cash flow statement that is going to help you make better decisions in your business and know where your money is going and really just make sure that you're on the right track. What does a cash flow statement do? It looks at all of the things that impact your cash account. So it's really driven by what is going on in my business bank account and what does all this mean? And then also, what is the future money coming in? What are the receivables that I have that clients and customers owe me this money? I've sent them an invoice that's not paid yet. And what are the invoices and charges that I have coming up that I know I'm going to need to pay payroll? I'm going to have these various subscriptions in my business that are coming due. Maybe one-time type expenses, whatever it is, those expenses that are going out, the cash that's going out to pay other vendors. And it looks at all of these things, the loan payments that you have coming up, the anticipated future sales that you haven't actually made yet, but you're expecting to make them. And then it basically shows you what that looks like. What is the forecast for your cash? Are you in a good place? Do you need to make some tweaks and adjustments? Are you not in a good place? And then you can make an intelligent decision and know exactly what to do and the way to move forward. If I had a client that came to me with a cash flow statement that they had made, and let's just say that it was perfect, there was no tweaking and adjustment that needed to be made. They bring this cash flow statement to me and they say, hey, I've done some numbers. I have this cash flow statement and I need help. This does not look like a good outlook for my business. It looks like I'm going to run out of cash in 90 days. What do I do? Then we can start strategizing and game planning. What do you need to do? Maybe you need to cut back on your overhead expenses. Or maybe you are reinvesting heavily in your business because you know you're growing and you have to have those overhead. Labor is the biggest overhead for the vast majority of businesses. So that's the natural place to go. Are you too heavily staffed? If you're growing, you need that staff. And in order to grow and get to the next level, you don't want to cut that staff because then once you get the revenue, you're not going to have the people to fulfill for your customers and clients. So maybe that's not the problem. You don't need to cut back on overhead. Maybe you just need to go sell more and you need to ramp up your marketing efforts. You need to ramp up the amount of close conversations you have with prospective clients, prospective customers. You need to increase Facebook ads. Maybe you need to modify and tweak those ads to get a better result. But it gives you a roadmap to understand where you're moving in your business. And it's crucial. It's critical, especially if you're trying to grow. So if you're not looking at a cash flow statement, my suggestion is that you do so. Work with your tax professional, your CPA. If you need help with it, this is definitely something that my firm can help with. All you have to do is go to the link in the podcast show notes and set up a time to talk with me. And we can help figure out the best strategy for you and your business so that you can make better choices in it. If you don't have the numbers in front of you, if you don't have the data, then you're really just shooting in the dark and there's no way you can make the right decisions for your business. That's not a good way to try to operate a business. It's important to not only have the data in front of you, but the right data in front of you. I hope this has been helpful. Like I said, this is definitely an underutilized report in business and definitely something that most people need to be looking at. So if you're not, then I would suggest you start looking into this, work on preparing the reports that you need to make a better choice in your business, to run this business and move in the right direction. I hope this has been helpful to you. As always, I'm so thankful that you show up and listen to the podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend that also owns a business. Maybe they're also struggling with their cash flow and understanding the best way to run their business. And with that said, thank you so much. And I will see you on the next episode.